time, but I noticed a Sipurnu, which I think is a little bit different, certainly from Rashi, but an interesting insight. So the pasuk that he's going on is Yud Gimel Yud Dalet in Aleph. That's about where we were up to. Sror Hamoyer Doidi Li Ben Shat Ben Shoda Yoli. So Rashi explains. He says that my beloved is to me like a bundle of sweet smelling things, you know, like what? Yeah, I guess that has some sweet smelling there, you know. And he says, Ben Shoda Yolin is even though I have betrayed him, yeah, even though I did the eagle and I drifted off after my Har Sinai, but that still, he still to me is that, he gives that Reach Tov and he. I do bad things, and he remains with that ki'ilu, that fragrant smell, which means that positive relationship. And this bichlal is unfortunately, fortunately and unfortunately, part of the dynamic of our relationship with Hashem. We do things inappropriate. In any other relationship, the things that we do, we would have been cast out and finished, you know.
Fine.
File for divorce. You know, but he doesn't file for divorce. He keeps loving us, and he keeps forgiving us, and he gives us another chance. And these few psukim seem to refer to that. That's the way Rashi works. But there's a Sipurnu that says like this. It says, Klal Yisrael asks Hashem on Bein Shodayolin, so the Sipurnu says, he doesn't say anything on before, so I don't know what the Hemshech is. Tzor Hamor Dodi Li, it seems to stop in the middle, there's something missing here. Ato Yitzli L'Roish L'Chol Psomim, Hen Loi, there's something missing, I don't know what's going on over here. But anyway, he says, Bein Shodayolin, She Tigale Shchinoscho Olai, Kimei Oz, V'noshuv Elecho, Kimei Oz. Yeah? So the Klal Yisrael asks Hashem like this. We really want to get close to you. We want to get close to you. Here we are, we're in Golos. Remember, this is all Klal Yisrael in Golos. Everybody agrees to that. I think the Sipurnu doesn't disagree with that. He says, but we want to get close to Hashem. But we find it very difficult. Okay, Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Somit. So we'll put up a picture on the omud there where the guy davens with the hands with this, what they have, these you know, I don't know, Kabbalah ticket things. Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Somit. Right now there's a ball game going on, you know, there's a soccer game or soccer, is that what they play? Well, the Mets are, you know, all of a sudden, you know, coming out of no place. You know, we have other things on our mind, and we have distractions. And we ask Hashem, Tegale shchinoscho olai kimeoz, v'noshuv elecho kimeoz. Says, if you'll be megala the shchina, show us, let us feel your presence, then we'll do tshuva. Now, what is the tegale? What is the gilui shchina? The gilui shchina in the golos, when, by definition, the golos is behest upon him. That definition is, we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not going to be the Hashoras HaShchina, V'osuli Mikdash, V'shochanti V'sercho. So the Gilui Shchina in the Golus is the Hashgocha Protus. Where do you see Hashem in the Golus? You see his Hashgocha. You see the miracles. Every day you hear another story, another Ness. This, and Gilui means they're like Gilui Behester, you know, Afilo Bahastora, no, isn't that the way that thing, you know? That even though that there's a Hester upon him, but don't start singing now, please. Yeah? No. So even though there's a Hester upon him, but we see through the Hester upon him. One of the other psukim later on, the Shleim HaMelech says, Hashem in the Golos is Mashkiach Menach Haloinois, Meitzitz Menach Harakim. He's looking through, like I assume it means the one-way windows, where he can see us and we can't see him. He's Meitzitz Menach Harakim, he's peeking through the crevices. When you peek through a crevice, you see far, and the people don't see you. you know, you look like one of those little things, the peepholes in the door or something. So he says, Hashem is always there, but we don't see him. So we ask him, be megale shchinoscha, which means, show us your hashgoch. The Klal Yisrael survival in the Golos is the greatest hashgoch. Rabbi Yankov Ebden swears that the nisim that have allowed Klal Yisrael and the Torah to survive throughout the close to 2,000 years of Golos are greater than the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsu. And we said, tegale shchinoscha, tegale shchinoscha, every day we see miracles. The survival of any Moser HaTorah, the survival of Eretz Yisrael, with everything that's going on. Nisim Gluyim, you know, these days, unfortunately, we're hearing more about the tragedy, but if someone wrote a book about all the tragedies that were miraculously averted, the book would be much, you know, 1,000 times bigger than the tragedy book, because there's always Hashgoch. So we ask Hashem, be megale shchinoscha. So Hashem answers very interestingly, and I get how the Sipurnu, Rashi sticks more and makes a greater effort to explain the concepts according to the words and according to the Moshul. That's what Rashi said in his Hakdom. The Sipurnu, it seems, takes more of a literary license, you know, to explain it in a more abstract way, but that's fine. So he says like this. So he says, Eshko ha-kifer doidi li b'chami en gedi. Because in Kami and Gedi there's the Afar Samoin, Kemoshe Sipruzal. Kein ato mare miut darke tuvcho b'toichenu, be'erech el mash ato mare bein hu'umois. Klal Yisrael comes with a complaint. He says, you seem to be showing more darke tuvcho to the umois ha'olam than you show to us. And I believe that we can truly relate with this today. Because if you look around, the Islamic world is on the uprise. The moon, what's his name? Anyway, comes there to Israel yesterday, and he's placing the blame equally on both sides.
Who did this?
From the United Nations, the moon, whatever his name
is.
Moon, you know, anyway, he's coming, he's placing the blame. You know, it's your fault, and it's your fault. Both of you have to show restraint. You must show restraint. Every time they come and they stab your children and your women and your people and you walk in the streets and this and you can't walk and they kill and they make bombs and they send hundreds of people to... show restraint, please. Lies and this, I mean, the things that... Anyway, so they seem to be on the rise. The world is... The United States has been supporting the rise of the most destructive terrorist and world-destructive regime that ever existed in history. I don't know ever existed in history, but certainly in modern history. And the United States has decided to deal with them. And you know who's going to police the deal? The enemy himself. It's a wonderful deal. You know? Oh, sure, we trust. We have we signed the document. Now we can trust each other. You know, now it is trust. That's all. Oh, my signature. Well, it's a crazy world. The world is on the rise. You seem to be showing success to everyone else. And isolated. The hatred is still there. The anti-Semitism is still there. The whole world, one after another. It's like, so he says, so that's the Klal Yisrael's taina. This is mamish what we could say today. He says, Atomare miut darkei tuvcho b'toicheinu. You're showing a little bit, the minor darkei tuvcho. Be'erech, compared to amasha tomare bein umos. So then Hashem answers, Hincho yofo rayosi. You, my beloved, are beautiful. So how does the Sipurna learn that? Listen to what he says. Meishivo kel yisporach. Hashem answers, Klal Yisrael. Hine ato encho tzricho le'oisoi oifen gilu ishchino be'oisisu moibsim kimei oz. Hey guys, you know something? You don't need the gilu ishchino. You don't need the gilu ishchino that you had in the olden days. We don't need to see a Yitzias Mitzrayim with the Makas and with the Kriyas Yamsuf and with the Maimon Har Sinai and with the Mon and with the Slom and with the Anan Yaakov and with the Amud Eish and with Alpi Hashem Yachanu, Alpi Hashem Yisoh. We don't need. And the Beis HaMikdash with the Gilu Shechina and the Nisim that took place, and they came tens, hundreds of thousands to the Beis HaMikdash. In that little place, there was room for everybody, and they all bowed down, and everybody, there was enough space. All the miracles they saw every day, you guys don't need that. Why? How do we not need that? You don't need Eifen Gilui Shechina. We said we want Gilui Shechina Chutz as much as the you give that you give the tuv more to the nations than to us. You don't need that stuff. Why? Ki kvar osisi yofe. He says, Sor Hamor Eshka Kofa Dodi Bachami and Gedi. He says, Hinoch Yofa Rayosi, Hinoch Yofa Einayach Yerim. So he says, Hinekvar Osisi Yofa. I did beautiful for you. What does that mean? Binesinas HaTorah VaHaMitzvos. I gave you the Torah and the Mitzvos. Asher Kosavti LoHoyrois. I wrote the Torah and the Mitzvos to teach you. B'moifsim Sichlim. I don't know how you translate from Mason Sichlim. Intellectual wonders, intellectual Sechol Deka miracles. Yeah. And this is because you are Ayosi, because of the close relationship that we have. I gave you the Torah with its moifsim sichlim. So you want to see more Gilui Shechina even compared to the Umos. And I'm telling you, you don't need that. You have that. You have more than that. Because you don't need it at all. You don't need that kind of Gilui Shechina. That's mashma. That this is a Gilui Shechina. You don't need Oyscha Oyfen Shel Gilui Shechina. You don't need that kind of Gilui Shechina. You have another kind. But Oysu Moifsim Kemeoz Ki Kvaro Sisi Yofe Benesinas HaTorah VaHaMitzvos. I gave you Torah Mitzvos, which I wrote Lohiroyz to teach you B'Moifsim Sichliim. Is there why? Because you're my beloved. And then he just continues this supporu. So he says, Hamira mechach me'adoros, the enayach yoinim or the chach me'adoros that teach the Torah, yoinim, ke'ene yoinim, yoishvus almileis, kenya bitu deflois, ha'torah v'mevseo, bishleimus. So you're going to be able to see, just as the yoinim sits and sees, I guess he sits on the nest and watches what happens, or that protects you, Yabitu, you will see Niflois Hatero Umavseo Bishlemus. You'll be able to see the Oasis Hatero and the Mavse Bishlemus. Very interesting. Klal Yisrael's in the Golas. Klal Yisrael is not behaving all that well in the Golas, right? And Klal Yisrael says, you know something, you know what, we want to come back to you. But we can't, unfortunately, come back to you because you hid yourself from us. You're too remote. You're hidden. The Shekhinah is hidden. And it's hard to relate to a hidden Shekhinah. Right? That's the problem we have. There's no question. We have no problem. If the Rabbeinu Shalom would sit himself down right over here, we would all shape up. Don't you think? Yeah, we'd all shape up. If the Chofetz Chaim sat down over there, we'd all shape up. If the Rabbeinu Shalom sat down over there, we'd all shape up. So he said, we need the Shekhinah. He says, no. And more than that, he says, we want your Ashgocha. Show us at least Ashgocha. That's how you show the Shekhinah and the Golas. You show more to the Goyim. They're having more Hatzlocha than we are. He says, no, you don't need any of that. You don't need that type. He says again, he says, Oifen Gilui Shekhinah. But you have a different Gilui Shekhinah. We have the Torah. The Torah and the Moifsim Sichlim. The wondrous, the intellectual wonders that emanate from the Torah, those serve the same purpose. We don't need the other kind. We don't need Gilui Shechina. We don't even need to see Hashem's Hashkocha. The Torah itself can provide all of that. He gave us the Torah, but it's interesting. There's a few things. The Torah I gave you, there seems to be an awareness there too. I gave it to you, but there, because it says Hinoch Yofo Rayosi. So it's I gave it to you because of the loving relationship. In other words, if we appreciate that the Torah, which has these Mefsim Sichlim, we'll see in a moment, we'll try in a moment to explain what that means. And we appreciate that it's given to us because we're Rayosi. It's the expression of Hashem's love, it's the expression of Hashem's friendship to us. Then when we look to the Chachmei HaTorah to guide us and the Einayich Yoinim, he says, we'll see the Neflois and the Moifsim Beshleimus. It sounds like if a Jew realizes that the Torah is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael, it was given to us because we're Rayosi, because he has this special love, then as we study and observe Torah VaHaMitzvos, we study and observe the Torah Mitzvos, we will be able to discover an oifen of Gilui Shechina. Gilui Shechina that's makes it unnecessary for us to see the Hashgachas Hashem and the Gilui Shechina in the world. So think about it. If a person comes to recognize that Hashem gave us something more. What do you mean? Yeah, he does nisim. Yeah, he takes care of us. Yeah, what do you mean? Look, he's doing even more for the goyim right now. It's all irrelevant. He gave us the Torah as an expression of Rayosi, and in that expression, he, through the study and the observance of mitzvahs, we can see Gilui Shechina as much as if we'd see nisim, mifsim, gashmiim in front of our eyes. And it'll substitute for all of the mifsim gashmi in which we'd love to see, which we want to see, the Gilui Shechina, which we claim that we need in order to be able to do tshuva. No, you don't need any of that. You don't need any of that. Look at the mifsim sichlim in the Torah, which was given to you because you're Rayosi, and you will see b'shleimus, he says at the end. You'll see habitu, kein habitu nefloes haterum of seho b'shleimus. That's realization. So what does this mean? So, now, every time we come to such a discussion, I get a lot of flack because people say, I don't feel that. It doesn't excite me. If I saw a Nes Goloi or even a Nes Nistor, if you tell me a story about Ashgocha Protis, that's something that's exciting. That's interesting. And I'll never forget an experience I had. I actually just spoke to this guy last night. I haven't spoken to him for ages. But he was a guy who was completely off the derech. He couldn't get much further off. Couldn't get much further.
He's doing about the Zara?
What?
He's doing about the Zara?
Anyway, but kids like that. Okay, you know. It was very off, yeah? And I was working hard with him to try to be makar of him over a long period of time, a number of years. It was very interesting. Then he sort of fell out of contact. And a couple of years later, I could say, I get an invitation at home to a wedding. Look at the Hamish, look Balabatish. It looked like a chassan, not a wedding. You know what I mean? So I went. I hadn't been in touch with him. I went to the wedding. See this guy? He sits just hanging like this. The collar with a thing like this. At least was, I don't know what. And then, this was a couple of years without me, and I became a real Balshu. Anyway, it's like this. So this guy, once I was trying, I tried everything I knew, and I know a lot of tricks. And I tried all my tricks, and nothing worked. He's very bright, but he's very, very
flawed.
Hurt, what?
Flawed.
No, he was very turned off. I don't know what it was. I still, to this day, I don't know exactly what turned him off. I have some ideas, because there's so much that could turn a person off, but whatever. Then, we're sitting in his living room, I remember. He gets up to go. Standing, and he was ending up in the middle. I'm still on the couch. He's in the middle of the living room, and I was telling him a story about something that happened. Ashkocha Protis, one of my nieces that we had probably in Los Angeles. So he turns around and he says to me, "That I like." It's the first time I got a positive response out of him. "That I like," because he saw Ashkocha Hashem, Ashkocha Protis, Hashem's involved in our lives. There's a guy here in the community who's today an upstanding balabos in the community, from Guy. When he was in high school, he was whatever, edited. Anyway, and then someone came up with an idea in Lakewood that we should have Ashkocha Protis contest. Well, the person who brings in the best story of personal or family Ashkocha Protis get $100. This is 30 years ago, it was $100. My kids, sir, so this guy brings in a story. He wanted $100. He won. But the story changed his life. What happened? It's in 1944 when the Nazis were invading Budapest. So his grandparents, and they had four sons, I think, they had to make a decision, hide or run. Either they try to run out of the country, or they're going to hide. Hopefully they won't find them. And they knew hiding wasn't very safe because the Nazis were fine. They had to run. They had money. They had visa. They had visas. They had tickets, passports. They didn't have one thing. They didn't have a transit visa, which means that they couldn't travel from Hungary to the Austria, whatever the next country was. So, but they decided they're going to go anyway. So they get on the train. They're sitting there. Their family is very nice. Everything's fine. Comes to the border. Train stops, and the border guards get on, and they're checking everybody's documents. So they're comes their turn already, they're going to have to show the transit fee so they can send them back home to Budapest so they didn't accomplish anything. Just before the guard comes to their compartment, an old man, wouldn't you know, with a long white beard, which is a story I checked it out with all four uncles of his, you know, over the years, like they all lived in the community here. And the border guard, the old man sits down with the long white beard, and the border guard comes, the old man shows him papers, the border guard looks at the papers, looks at the family, gives the old man back his papers, the border guard walks on, the old man disappears, and the family lives in the five towns to tell the story to this day. This kid was so nishtayim for this one story, it changed his life. Because God's involved in my life. He saw the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was me. It's part of me. It's not you saw the Shekhinah. You had a vision. You had an imagination. You had a hallucination. It's real. It's part of my life. I'm here today. I'm alive today. Because his father was one of those four kids, you know. It changed his life. So we ask Hashem to see these things. Hashem says, you don't need that. You don't need that kind of Gilui Shekhinah. The Torah. When you understand that this is given to you because you're Ayosi, when you understand how it represents the ultimate love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and when you study and observe it, the Moifsim Sichliim will bring you the connection to the Shekhinah no less than all of these Nisim Nashkochafus. That's the reality. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying according to the Sipurnu. That's the truth. Now the question is, how does that work? So, it L'Choira has two parts to it. Number one, the Rayosi. A person has to every day focus. Abba, Rabba, Avtonu, Hashem, Elokeinu. You loved us with this abundant love. Avas, Oilam, Beis Yisrael, Amcho, Hovta. What did you do? Torah, U'mitzvah, Chukim, Mishpotim, U'sonu, Limadito. The Torah that you taught us represents the ultimate expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. That's Rayosi. That's the first thing. So now I know Hashem gave me this Torah, which is the ultimate expression of His love. It's a love letter. It's a love document. It's the ultimate expression of how much love I have for Klal Yisrael. He gave it to us. It's our guidance in life. It tells us how to reach Shleimus. It tells us how to earn the ultimate Hatova which He wants to give us. And it gives us all kinds of methods and nuances and fine-tuning opportunities in order to reach higher and higher and higher and higher and to connect with Him and to be worthy of all the Hatova that He wants to give us, which that in itself is part of the Moishim Sichli. He also gave us control over the Torah. He gave it to us to such an extent that He can't paskin the Shailas anymore. We decide the Halacha. If the Bezin decides the halacha, that's the halacha, and the paschal has nothing to say about it, because loy b'shamayim hi, ein mashkich b'paschal. Again, what a gift He gave us, what an expression of love it is. But it seems that in the moifsim sichliyim, we can feel the hashoras hashchina. Now here, I think, requires a little bit of focus. And every day when we say Birchas HaTorah, when we say Avo Rabo, and we focus on the fact that this is a gift from Hashem. Then we sit to learn, we learn the Rosh. And we see a nuance and another nuance, not when somebody tells us something that may not be true. As we actually get to, you know, to see what's going on. It was a shtuch at me. Anyway, as I try to sell something yesterday, which I'm not sure how real it was. But anyway, but then we look at the deal. It doesn't make sense. We have such sensitivity. The depths of Binol B'chaber, the sensitivity that we see. Loisachra Shor B'chamor Yachtov. The Chinuch says, why not? Because if you put the Shor and the Chamor together, they're different species, and they're going to feel a certain discomfort. You have to be sensitive to that discomfort. Animals, discomfort, wow, they don't know. It's instinctive. But you know, usually see the cows with the cows and the sheep with the sheep and the horses with the horses and the ferrets with the ferrets, you know. And it's like, so Mimela, it's like this. You have to develop that sensitivity. When you sit people down to an affair, you have to make sure this one is comfortable with this one, and this one with that one, this shouldn't be a hug, this one dresses a little bit fancier, this one fits a little bit more posh, this one is, you gotta be crazy. That's why we stop making seating in our dinners. It's impossible to be yoitza that, I don't know if you're yoitza by not making seating, but it's, and every sensitivity, every bit of Lashon Hara, you're not even allowed to listen. You're not even allowed you're not allowed to believe. What do you mean? I didn't say anything. And two lavin, a lavin and asel, yishomer b'nei hatzoras, and zechores hayosel miriam, or what? To keep us from maybe being nichshol lashon hara. The efforts the Torah gives. The Rambam says, Hashem chofetz l'man tzidko, he says, yagdil Torah v'yad, he could have given one mitzvah. Other Rishon, he gave one mitzvah. He didn't succeed fully. So he gave us so many mitzvahs, so that certain people have more netiyah in one way, other people in another way, so many opportunities, so many different opportunities, and he's machshev everything, and he guides us through the way, and the Torah Shebaal Peh gives us the minutia of the details of how to know, and then he teaches us the musar, and how to avoid, and how to fight the Yetzer Hara, and not to be tricked into this, and not to do this, and this, and all of this is all part of the Reisim Sichlim. This is a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to Klal Yisrael for one purpose, for HaTovah. So you talk about HaTovah, talk about Hashgacha Pratis. What Hashgacha Pratis? Hashgacha Pratis, so he made this beautiful miracle. I see the Shechina. This is the greatest Hashoras Hashchina. He gave me a lifestyle, a formula. He gave me a book, a volume, a set of directives to be able to reach the ultimate state of human shleimus, to be able to achieve the greatest Hatova, greater than the Hatova of any Hashkocha that he could do, greater than the Gilui Shechina on Har Sinai, or not Har Sinai, maybe even that, and the Yam Suf and Mitzrayim and this, because now I'm going to be Znenem Yizim Hashchina. I'm going to be Zeichet to be Nenem Yilisaneg Al Hashem. And he went to such painstaking details. And he gives it all to us. And he helps us all along. And it's every day is Ki Hashem Yitin Chochmo. He's Atochoinin Olam Das. He makes sure that we have the ability to understand. And the more we turn to him, the more he gives us the understanding. And the, I mean, we go on and on and on and on and on. But I think that has to be the attitude. If a person wants to really appreciate the Gilui Shechina, in order to be able to come close to Hashem, we have to realize we find it in the Torah. And that's taka what the Sifri says. Rashi brings it in Chumash. V'ahavtes Hashem elokecha b'chol levovcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol moedecha. The highest levels. B'chol levovcha b'shnei tzarecha. B'chol nafshecha afilu neitalef nashecha. B'chol moedecha b'chol mido mido shu moeded b'chol mamoincha. Everything. Ultimate. How? How do you get the case that he have us up to Sifri? But if you pay attention to the Pasuk says, asher hayoim al. In other words, it has to be mitzavcho. It's the tzivuyim of Hashem. It's the painstaking detail of tzivuy achar tzivuy in order to be mezake us with more and more shleimus to be able to give us more and more hatova. So we see Hashem's hatova right there. And it has to be internalized. We have to feel it. It's not enough just physical actions. I have to take this Torah and internalize it and feel it. And I have a love for it. This represents Hashem's rayosi. He looks at me as the beloved, Avo Rabo Avtonu, and therefore I love him in return. And when it's a loving relationship, and in the context of that loving relationship, I appreciate the painstaking detail that he knows. And tzivui. Tzivui means I force you to do it. I'm telling you, must do it. Now, of course, I give you a bechira, because if I didn't give you a bechira, then you wouldn't be able to have an nesoyin, you wouldn't have earned it, and it would be namat kisufa, and it wouldn't be a real hatova. So in order to have a real hatova, I had to give you a bechira. I don't just give you bechira. Okay, I give you a choice. Now, swim at your own risk. No, I say, do it. I don't just leave you to go by your own. I wake you up every single day. You hear? I do. I don't let it go. I try. Here, more, please. Hear this. Another mitzvah. Oh, you messed up. Oh, I'm going to beckon you. Please, come, do tshuva. I'll give you another chance. When we see the painstaking detail, the painstaking efforts that Hashem made just to be able to be mative, that's the ultimate hashgacha protis. You don't need, the Sipurna says, the oifen of hashgacha. You see the nisim in front of your eyes. You can feel it all in that gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. We went over time. I'm sorry. Thank you.